From APM, American Public Media, this is New Classical Tracks. I'm Valerie Kaler in for Julie Allmacher.
I've recorded an awful lot of traditional original harp repertoire, and I think that that was very important to do. But at this point in my career, I really love being able to kind of step out of the box a little bit.
Harpist Yolanda Condenasis has been making albums since 1993, Baroque, Spanish, French, and lots more. With her latest CD, she is stepping out of the box a little, but what's out there isn't necessarily unfamiliar territory. Condenasis learned about most of the composers on her new American album years ago when she studied piano in her childhood.
Norman Delajoy wrote a wonderful piece for the piano that I did on one of my very first piano competitions. So it's nice to kind of come full circle and be able to include an original harp work by that same guy all these years later.
She describes the middle movement of The Bagatelles by Norman Delajoy as carnival-like in atmosphere.
I would say I'm not thinking about a carnival with the funnel cakes and the merry-go-round and that kind of thing. I'm thinking of a carnival in terms of the excitement that I felt when I was little walking into a carnival, the sounds, the smells, and the stimulus that is just all around you.
The outer movements are much more introspective, like much of the rest of the album. That's a mood that's well-suited to the harp. One piece stands out as particularly meditative, In a Landscape by John Cage.
You know, in the back of my mind, I sort of have this Walden Pond fantasy where I'm able to really enjoy just kind of being, but as any musician will tell you, that's not altogether possible when you've got music to learn and planes to catch and all of that. But I think John Cage's piece, In a Landscape, is an opportunity to kind of enjoy being static, being still.
Harpist Yolanda Condenasis says it was the best kind of challenge to keep herself from adding things like crescendo and rubato that aren't in the score.
You have to let it be beautiful and simple. It's good to just kind of let the composer speak and let that be enough.
One American composer that Condenasis says speaks in an unmistakable voice is John Williams. She says there's a reason his music is so popular.
He's written so many different kinds of music, and yet, through it all, I think the common denominator is that hope that he seems to inject in all of his music. It just always has that lovely undercurrent, that subtext of hope, and I think that's why it speaks to so many people.
Lanes of Limerick is a harp solo from his film score for Angela's Ashes.
It's a family who experiences every manner of tragedy, and yet there's this thread of hope. And I think that in this relatively short solo, not only does it project that melancholy, but also you get that thread of hope throughout.
Condenasis is drawn to that humanness, the laughter through tears aspect of being fully alive. She said the Berceuse by Stephen Paulus, an almost haunted example of that lullaby genre, is a beautiful example of this.
It's not a, you know, put the baby to bed kind of Berceuse, although it's very quiet and very calm. It has just a slight melancholy. It's more of a reflection of life. Nobody's life is happy from the day they're born to the day they die.
American harp is not all dreamscapes. There's plenty to snap you awake and plenty to keep a harpist on her toes, literally, like Lowell Lieberman's Music for Harp.
There are a lot of pedals in Lowell's piece, easily hundreds. When Lowell changes key and transitions tonally, that requires an awful lot of footwork. I mean, there are spots in his piece and many pieces where it's as much of a dance as it is a finger experience.
Condenasis says she's enjoyed making these new pieces for harp her own. All these composers, she says, have found ways to push the harp into new territory, even while embracing the very special sound of this age-old instrument. And for this week, that's New Classical Tracks from APM, American Public Media. I'm Valerie Kaler.